What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention, ladies in the Leawood area. Beaumont Health and Wellness is here and offers award-winning wellness and beauty treatments like hormone therapy, weight loss, body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Right now, get our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to recharge your body. Beaumont Health and Wellness, luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
This is The Week in Philly, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm Sabrina Boyd-Circa, and this week we learned that an annual Mexican festival scheduled for later this month in South Philly has been canceled due to fears in the current political climate. KYW's community impact reporter Raquel Williams talked with some of the organizers. So, Raquel, tell us a little bit about the festival, El Carnaval de Puebla. When is it usually and what does it celebrate?
Yeah, El Carnaval de Puebla is one of the city's biggest annual celebrations of Mexican culture in history. It takes place every year in the month of April. This year it was scheduled for April 27th. It celebrates Mexico's victory over French occupiers in 1862 at the Battle of Puebla.
Which is the same victory that Cinco de Mayo celebrates, as a matter of fact, even though the festival is a bit earlier in April. But Raquel, what happens at this festival? How does the community celebrate?
Oh, it's not unlike any other festival or carnival. Lots of beautiful colors, traditional costumes, lots of different bands. They actually bring bands in from Mexico to come in. It's just a huge, huge celebration of Mexican culture.
And it's pretty big, right? It sounds like this draws a lot of people.
It does. It draws lots of people. Actually, you know, I was talking to one of the organizers. His name is Dionisio Jimenez. He's actually vice president of a San Mateo Carnavalero, and it's in Philadelphia, and they actually organize Carnaval de Puebla. And he was telling me that every year, people come from major cities across the nation by the busloads in some cases, whole families, churches, church groups, like people just come, load up the bus, and they come out to Philadelphia. And a lot of times, he says, they bring in bands from Mexico.
With this carnival, like I say, involves people coming from other states, cities, implies a lot of expenses because we bring two bands come from Mexico.
And they had to rethink that this year.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're talking about 15,000 people, by the way, if I didn't say about 15,000 people it attracts each year.
So that is big. Mm-hmm. That is people making plans to come from all over the place. What happened? Why did they cancel?
Well, they canceled because of fears of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement under the Trump administration. So they are fearing ICE. And it's really the people that are fearing ICE because, you know, you don't know. People are coming from all over. This is one huge event, and you would assume that some of them are probably undocumented or maybe not have their full citizenship, you know, because now we're talking about people who are in the process, but it's not finished. So you're not officially a citizen. And so that, you know, the risk is there.
A lot of our kids, they don't know if relative friends, parents, they're legal or illegal here. So they want to celebrate, but we explain to them, this is why we want to cancel. We don't want to take that risk.
And so they didn't want to be the parade or the carnival and celebration where hundreds of, you know, people ended up, you know, being arrested, detained, or deported because of the very aggressive tactics by ICE.
How has the community reacted to this? I mean, this is a big celebration that it must be pretty disappointing to have to miss.
Yeah, well, for the most part, from what I understood from Dionisio, there's mixed reaction. Most of the community understands. But I also spoke with a woman who owns a business, and she's also on the board of the Philadelphia Mexican Business Association. And, you know, she was saying, you know, at some point, though, we got to live. You know, we got to live, and we can't live in fear. So, but for the most part, the community understands why it's being canceled.
Yeah, really tough decision to make. Thanks so much, Raquel. We'll bring you back in a little bit to talk about Black Maternal Health Week, so hang tight. We need to take a break right now, but we will be right back with more on The Week in Philly.
The Week in Philly from KYW News Radio is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V. Contact your local Honda dealer today. See dealer for financing details.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.